Lord Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita in Kurukshetra 5,000 years ago.
今天呢是 Krishna 5,000年前在库尔之野讲述《薄伽梵歌》的日子.
So devotees all over the world are honoring this day by reciting Bhagavad Gita.
所以说今天呢，全世界的奉献者都在荣耀这一日子.
Srila Prabhupada writes in the preface of his Bhagavad Gita about the need for an authorized commentary on the Bhagavad Gita.
那圣帕拉德呢，在《薄伽梵歌原译》的这个序言当中提到了《薄伽梵歌》它的权威性.
That many people wrote Bhagavad Gita, but simply just wrote Bhagavad Gita in order to fulfill their personal ambition.
那很多人他们撰写《薄伽梵歌》只是为了满足他们个人的野心。
They would present their own philosophy and their own ideas.
他们只是在依照自己的想法来表达自己的这种看法。
But they did not present the Bhagavad Gita as Krishna presented it.
但是呢，他们并没有按照Krishna所表达的这种方式来呈现《薄伽梵歌》。
Because they didn't present the Bhagavad Gita as it is, the people did not get any real benefit from the Bhagavad Gita.
因为他们并没有呈现《薄伽梵歌》的原意，所以说人们读他们的版本并不会得到任何的好处.
They were presenting some philosophy, but it had no relation to Krishna.
他们会提出一些理论，但是这些和Krishna都毫无关系.
The appearance of Lord Krishna in this world 5,000 years ago was to re-establish religious principles. And he was doing this through speaking the Bhagavad Gita.
那么他就是通过讲述《薄伽梵歌》来达到这一目的的.
So, in this Kali Yuga, there's a great need for this knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita.
那么在我们的卡利年代，我们急需《薄伽梵歌》里面的知识.
The material energy is very powerful, and everyone is controlled by the material nature.
物质能量非常强大，每个人都被物质属性所控制。
They have forgotten their relationship with Krishna.
他们已经忘了自己和Krishna的关系。
The whole purpose of the Bhagavad Gita is to bring us to consciousness of Krishna.
那么整个《薄伽梵歌》它的要旨就是为了让我们能够想起和Krishna的关系。
So the Bhagavad Gita, those of you who are familiar with the Bhagavad Gita will know the background that the two families of the two different families, one from Dhritarashtra's side and one from Pandu's side, gathered to fight at Kurukshetra.
那么这里可能很多人都已经熟悉薄伽梵歌它的背景了，就是两个家庭，一个是来自于潘达瓦，一个是来自于Dhritarashtra。那么这两个家族呢，聚集在一起，在库鲁之节准备开战。
So the Bhagavad Gita begins with Dhritarashtra putting a question to his secretary Sanjay.
所以说整个《薄伽梵歌》呢，它的开篇就是 Dhritarashtra 王他的一个问题，问他的秘书 Sanjaya.
Dhritarashtra was concerned about his 100 sons.
Dhritarashtra 非常关心他那100个儿子.
And he wants to know what did his sons and the sons of Pandu do once he gathered there at Kurukshetra.
那他就想弄清楚他自己的儿子和潘度兄弟们在库鲁差场做了什么。
He was particularly concerned that there should be no compromise on the part of his sons.
他尤其关心的就是自己的儿子不会妥协。
He was hopeful that maybe the Pandavas themselves would back away from the fight.
那他自己呢，是希望潘度诸子能够退出这场战争。
And the first verse begins, Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre Samaveda Yitsava. That this Kurukshetra is known as a holy place. It has been a holy place not just for 5,000 years, but for millions of years.
那么博迦梵歌的第一句就是刚才尼辛哈马哈尔说的那句梵文，也就是说库鲁柴查它并不是仅仅五千年前是一个圣地，它远在那之前就已经是一个圣地了。
And it has been visited not just by people from this planet, but even the demigods would come there to perform sacrifice.
那么并不仅仅是这个星球的人会到库鲁之野去 进行祭祀，哪怕是半身人都会到这里来进行祭祀。
So it's a very holy place, and this was a place where they decided to settle their dispute. It was a holy place, and the holy place of Kurukshetra was decided as the proper place for them to settle this dispute about who should be the king.
所以说呢，这个库鲁之野是一个圣地，那么他们决定呢，在这个库鲁之野上来决定到底谁才是真正的国王。
Should it be Dhritarashtra and his 100 sons headed by Duryodhana?
到底呢，这个国王是 Dhritarashtra 和他的儿子们，这个 Duryodhana。
Or should it be the Pandava's sons headed by Yudhisthir Maharaj?
还是呢 Pandava 的那些儿子，就是 Yudhisthir 他们。
So both sides gathered their support.
所以说呢，双方都召集了自己的支持者。
Millions of soldiers assembled from all parts of the world.
那成千上万的人呢，就聚集在这个，成千上万的士兵都聚集在这里。
One of the greatest wars ever fought.
这是史上最大的战役。
On one side, you have Duryodhana with his army, including people like Bhishma and Drona.
一方面呢是这个独优丹的军队，那么这里面呢就包括了比什马，还有
谁？
朵娜。朵娜，朵
娜。And on the other side, you have the Pandavas with Maharaj Yudhisthir, Bhima, and Arjuna.
那另一方呢，就是潘达瓦五兄弟，那么包括了 Yudhisthir、Arjuna 和 Bhima.
And they also have their supporters.
那当然他们也有自己的支持者。
Now the first section of the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, in fact the first 20-21 verses, they all describe the scene in the battle of Kurukshetra.
那么博迦梵歌第一章的前面21个诗节就是在描述这个战场上的情景。
That's why this chapter is called description of the armies and the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
所以说呢，第一章的这个篇名就叫在库鲁柴查战场上查看军队。
It starts off with Dhritarashtra asking this question to his secretary Sanjay.
那么呢，他的第一个诗节就是 Dhritarashtra 王问他的秘书 Sanjaya。
And the whole Bhagavad Gita will discuss about what happens at Kurukshetra, and then finally at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Sanjay will answer this question.
那么整个这个博迦梵歌呢，就是在回答这个问题。那么到了博迦梵歌的最后，桑迦亚回答了这个问题。
Yeah, we're not going to hear the answer to this question until the very end of the Bhagavad Gita.
所以说呢，我们直到这个梵歌的最后，我们才能够看到这个答案。
But what we're going to get first of all is the description, what's taking place here at Kurukshetra.
那么首先我们读到的呢，就是这个对于战场上的描述，这个战场上到底发生了什么。
So Prabhupada, in this first verse of the Bhagavad Gita, he points out how Dhritarashtra and Sanjay, they have this relationship that Sanjay has been given the blessing by his guru Vyasadeva to describe what's taking place.
那么圣帕帕德在第一节的要旨当中呢，就写到了 Sanjaya 和 Dhritarashtra 他们之间的关系，尤其提到了 Sanjaya 得到了他的灵性导师 Vyasadeva 的祝福，他能够看到战场上发生什么。
And Dhritarashtra is hoping that maybe the Pandavas will back off and say no, we don't want to fight.
那么 Dhritarashtra 王他希望这个潘达瓦兄弟能够临阵退缩，说我们不打这个仗了。
But he doesn't want his sons to compromise.
但是他不希望自己的儿子们让步。
He's a materialistic person.
他是一个物质主义者。
His interest is in his own family, his own children, and nobody else.
那么他一心一意只想着他自己的家庭、自己的孩子们，对其他事情毫不关心。
He could never see any wrong in the behavior of his sons.
他呢，完全看不出自，不会去看自己孩子的缺点和错误。
So Dhritarashtra was blind not only materially but also spiritually.
所以说对他 Rastra 王他不仅是物质上是 盲的他在灵性上也是盲目的
he was just only thinking of his family
他只想着自己的家庭
So Sanjay the second verse goes on with Sanjay describing something of the arrangement of the armies
那么第二个诗节呢 Sanjay 就在这里描述了战场上的这个活动
And he describes how Duryodhana went to speakTo his different generals in his army.
那么他说到杜尤达呢就在他的这个不同的将军面前汇报。
First of all, in charge of Duryodhana's army is Drona Acharya.
那么首先统帅整个杜尤达大军呢就是朵纳阿查里亚。
And in the third verse, Duryodhana speaks to Drona.
那么在第三个时节呢，杜尤达就对朵纳说。
He says, O my teacher, behold the great army of the sons of Pandu, so expertly arranged by your intelligent disciple, the son of Draupada.
那杜尤达呢就说，老师啊，瞧潘度之子的大军，如此一流的部署是由朵帕达的儿子，你那聪明的门徒做的。
Now Duryodhana is a great politician, and this statement is made is full of politics.
那杜尤达呢他是一个很出色的政治家他的这个话里面呢就含有了很多政治的意味
Yeah, he's speaking to Drona Drona was his teacher but Drona had many students
他呢对朵纳说话但是朵纳是他的老师同时朵纳还有其他许多学生
Drona was also the teacher of the Pandavas
朵纳也是潘纳瓦兄弟的老师
And he gave Arjuna the benediction that he would be the greatest bowman on the planet
那他他曾经给阿朱那一个祝福，就是说他会是这个星球上最伟大的战士。
Now Duryodhana is pointing out that the person in charge of the Pandavas army was also the student of Drona.
那现在杜尤达呢就提醒朵纳说，现在这个敌方的这个学生也敌方也是你的学生。
The person in charge of the Pandavas army was Drishtajumna.
那潘纳瓦兄弟的。统帅者是
Drishtajumna was the student of Drona and he was the son of Draupada
那个人反正他是也是朵纳的学生而且他是
Draupada
的儿子
Now Draupada had a relationship of enemy with Drona.
那么 Draupada 他和
Drona 和 Draupada 他们是敌人。
敌人。
There's a interesting story. Before the battle, Draupada and Drona, when they were young men, they were students together.
那么在这场战役之前呢有一个非常有趣的故事 Draupada 和朵纳两个人呢曾经是好朋友
They were students in the same school
他们是同学
At that time Draupada had told Drona that if you ever need help come to me I'm a king I'll be glad to help you you're my friend
那个时候呢 Draupada 就对朵纳说以后你要是有什么需要的话你就来找我咱们是朋友我一定会帮忙
因为 Drona 是 Drona was a Brahmana and Draupada was a king
因为朵纳他是一个婆罗门而Draupada 呢他是一个国王
So after they finished their studies they went back to their places and Draupada went on to become the king
所以当他们完成学业之后呢他们就分手了那么朵帕达呢他就回到自己的王国当国王去了
And Drona was a Brahmana He did not have any money He lived a poor life
那朵纳呢他是一个婆罗门所以说呢他比较贫穷没什么钱
So at one point he thought, let me go to Draupada, he's my friend, he will help me.
那有一次呢，这个朵娜，这个朵娜他就想，我去找这个Draupada吧，他是一个国王，他会帮助我。
But Draupada had become proud when he became the king. He became proud, and he said to Drona, he said, "How can we be friends?" He said, "I can only be friends with the king. You're not a king. How can I be your friend?"
但是呢，Draupada他因为当了国王，所以说呢，他就骄傲起来，他对朵娜说。我们怎么可能是朋友？我现在是一个国王，我的朋友只可能是国王。
To be friends, we have to be equals. We're not equals.
我们如果要成为朋友的话，那么我们必须门当户对。但是我们现在并不是这样。
So Drona was upset. He was very angry that Draupada had insulted him like this.
所以说朵娜呢，他就非常的生气，因为Draupada这样的侮辱了他。
So then Drona went back to the house of the Kurus, where the Pandavas and where Dhritarashtra's sons were all living when they were young boys.
于是呢，这个朵娜他就回到了这个他自己的这个地方。那那个
Kuru 到 Kuru 的王国
啊，走到了他自己的这个王国。啊，那个时候呢，
不是自己的，是 Kuru 的王国
啊，那他 Kuru 的王国。那个时候，潘达瓦他们还是小孩子。
And Dhritarashtra's sons also.
还有 Dhritarashtra 的儿子们，那时候也是孩子。
So Drona taught them all how to be Kshatriyas, how to fight with all the different weapons of the Kshatriya.
那么朵娜呢，就教授这些孩子们如何去战斗，如何使用不同的武器。
And in this way, he trained them up to become very expert in using all these different weapons.
那么他呢，就训练这些学生，让他们非常精通各种各样的武器。
And then he sent them to fight with Draupada.
然后呢，他就派这些学生去和 Draupada 战斗。
And they captured Draupada and brought him as a prisoner.
于是呢，他们就把这个 Draupada 给抓回来了。
And Draupada was forced to give half of his kingdom to Drona.
于是呢，佐帕达他就被迫要把自己一半的王国交给 Drona。
So in this way, Drona said, "Now we're friends. I have a kingdom just like you, so we can be friends."
这样呢，朵娜就说：“现在我也是国王了，现在我们终于可以成为朋友了。”
But Draupada was very angry. He was very spiteful. He hated this, and he wanted to get revenge.
但是呢，佐帕达他非常生气，他呢想要一心想着报仇。
He thought this Drona has taken all my half of my kingdom. I want to get revenge from him.
他想这个朵娜呢拿走了我的半个王国，我呢这个一定要报这个仇。
So he tried to have, he was having children, but his sons were not of good qualities, and they could never fight with somebody like Drona, who was a very great fighter.
那朵帕达呢，他有儿子，但是他的儿子很无能，他永远也不可能去和像朵娜这样的伟大的战士战斗。
So finally, Draupada went to find some brahmanas, and he asked some brahmanas to help him to do a sacrifice that he could get a son who would kill Drona.
于是呢，朵帕达他就去找那些婆罗门，让这些婆罗门呢给他做一个祭祀，让他能够获得一个能够杀死朵娜的儿子。
So withBy serving some very powerful brahmanas for a long time, he got their mercy and they helped him to perform a sacrifice that they could have, that he could have a son who would kill Drona.
那于是呢，他就很长时间的去服务这些婆罗门，然后呢，得到了他们的祝福，他们就为他做了这个祭祀，让他呢有了一个以后可以杀死朵娜的儿子。
Yeah, this child who would kill Drona was born from a fire.From the sacrificial fire.
那么这个未来即将杀死朵娜的孩子呢，就从祭司之火当中诞生了出来。
And his name was Dhrishtadyumna.
他的儿子，他这个名字呢是
Dhrishtadyumna.
And along with Dhrishtadyumna, a woman was born.
那和 Dhrishtadyumna 一起，还有一个女人出生了。
And that woman was Draupadi.
那个女人就是 Draupadi.
So, Dhrishtadyumna was born that he was with the purpose that later in his life he would kill Dronacharya.
那么 Drista Doom 呢，他生下来他的命运当中就注定未来他会杀死朵娜。
Dronacharya knew about this.
那朵娜对此都一清二楚。
But when Drista Doom was a young man, he came to Drona and he asked him, please teach me all the weapons, just as you have taught these other young men, the Pandavas and the Kurus, you have taught them all the weapons. Please teach me also.
那么当 Drista Doom 呢，他还是一个年轻人的时候，他就来找朵娜，他就说，我也想跟你这里学习，学习如何使用这些武器，学习如何战斗，和那些Pandava兄弟们一样。
So people were thinking, oh, he won't accept you. He knows you're born to kill him. He won't let you be his student.
但是呢，人们就议论纷纷说，哦，这个朵娜不可能接受他，因为这个孩子生来就是为了杀死朵娜。
But Drona said, no, you can be my student. I will teach you.
但是朵娜呢，就说，可以，你可以成为我的学生，我愿意教你。
Because Drona understood that the plan of Krishna is inevitable, cannot be avoided. If I'm meant to be killed by you, it will happen. And whether I teach you or not, you will still kill.
因为朵娜她非常清楚 ，Krishna 的安排是不可避免的。如果说你出生就是为了杀死我的话，那么我教不教你，最终我都会死在你手上。
He thought, I'm a Brahmana, and a Brahmana's duty is to give whatever they know, to give that knowledge to others.
那朵娜想自己是一个婆罗门，而婆罗门的职责就是将自己的知识倾囊相授给其他人。
Even though later on you may kill me, still it is my duty to give you the knowledge I have.
尽管呢，以后你可能会杀死我，但是我的职责呢，仍然是把我的知识交给你。
So Duryodhana, he knew about this.
所以呢，杜尤丹也知道这件事。
So he says to Dronacharya.Just look what your student is doing.
于是呢，杜尤丹就跟朵娜说，看看吧，看看你的学生干的好事。
Your student has arranged the army so clever. They're going to fight against us.
现在你亲手教出来的学生把军队安排得井井有条，现在他们就要和我们对着干了。
You've taught him all of this.
就是你教会了他所有这一切。
He's your student.
他是你的学生。
Now you have to fight him.
所以说现在你呢一定要和他开战。
You have to be ready. He wants Duryodhana is a politician and he wants Dronacharya to get very angry and to get very eager to fight.
那 Duryodhana 他是一个精明的政治家，他呢就是非常希望这个朵娜查亚呢能够非常的愤怒，然后能够满怀激情的去战斗。
He wants Dronacharya to be very passionate and alert and eager to fight.
他希望朵娜尔查亚呢能够满腔怒火的这样非常警觉的全力以赴的去战斗。
Dronacharya was a very great brilliant warrior. He was taught everything by Parasurama.
那朵娜尔查亚呢，他是一位非常伟大的杰出的战士，他被 Parasurama 亲自教授。
Parasurama is the incarnation of the Lord.
Parasurama 是主的一个化身。
This is the situation in the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
这个呢，就是这个战场上此时的这个状况。
So then Duryodhana goes on to mention the names of some of the people they're going to fight against.
于是呢，他又提到，朵尤丹又提到了好几个人，就是要这个战斗的这些人。
He's mentioned first of all about Dristajumna, who was born to kill Drona.
他首先提到了 Dristajumna, 因为他生来就是要杀死 Drona 的。
Then he mentions that there's also Bhima and Arjuna.
然后他又提到这里还有 Bhima 和 Arjuna.
Bhima has already vowed that he will kill all the 100 sons of Dhritarashtra.
因为 Bhima 曾经发誓他要把 Dhritarashtra 100个儿子统统杀死。
And he said also he will rip open the chest of Dushasan, take out his heart and drink the blood.
尤其是呢，他曾经说过，他要把杜尤丹的这个胸膛啊破开，然后抓出他的心脏，喝他的血。
What had Dushasan done? What crime had he done to deserve this?
那他到底做了什么，要遭受这么大的这个罪恶
？He had untied the hair of Draupadi.
啊，他曾经把 Draupadi 的这个头发打散。
Draupadi was the wife of the five Pandavas. She was a chaste woman.
Draupadi 呢是潘达瓦五兄弟的妻子，她是一位贞洁的女士。
But she was lost in the gambling match between the Pandavas and Duryodhana.
但是呢，她在那个赌场赌博当中呢，这个被丢就是被赌掉了，赌输了。
And when she was lost, she became the servant of Duryodhana. At that time, they had taken her and tried to remove her clothes.
那她被赌输了之后呢，她就成为了 Duryodhana 的仆人。所以说 Duryodhana 就想着把她的这个衣服都扒光。
And Dushasan had untied her hair.
那么 Duryodhana 把她这个头发呢，抓她的头发。
In the Vedic culture, the woman's hair is always covered.
那在这个伟大传统当中呢，妇女的头发应该是永远被盖着的。
And it's also tied up.
而且他们会把这个头发呢，这个盘起来。
Because the Vedic culture is such that the beauty of a woman is in her hair.
因为根据伟大的传统，女人之美就在于她的头发。
So a woman will keep her beauty for her husband.
所以说这个女人呢，会把自己的美丽完全的存在她。只为她的丈夫展示。
The chaste woman ties up her hair and does not have her hair hanging down.
那这些贞洁的女士呢，永远是把自己的头发好好的盘起来，绝不会披头散发，或者是这样披散出来的。
But when Draupadi was lost in the gambling match, then they took her and they untied her hair.
但是呢，当这个 Draupadi 被成为这个毒品被毒输出去的时候呢，那么这些人就把她给拉到这个场中间。
This is a great insult to someone's wife.
那么这个呢，是对别人妻子一种极大的侮辱。
And when Bhima heard about, when Bhima saw this, and he vowed that he would kill this person who untied her hair, and he will rip open his heart and drink the blood.
那么比马当时呢，看到了这一幕，他就发誓说，以后我一定要把这个人开肠破肚，喝他的鲜血。
He also vowed that he would break the thigh of Duryodhana.
那他也发誓说，他一定要把祖幼丹的这个什么来着？大腿给撕下来。
Duryodhana, when Draupadi had been lost in the gambling match, then Duryodhana had jokingly said, "Come and sit here on my knee."
那么当 Draupadi 被赌输出去的时候呢，祖幼丹就这样很不正经的说，过来坐到我的大腿上。
So when Bhima heard this, he said, "And I will break that thigh later."
那当比马听到这个话的时候，他就发誓说，早晚有一天我要把你的大腿也砸碎。
So Duryodhana knew all of this. He's telling Drona, there is Bhima.
所以呢，杜尤丹他知道这一切，他就说，看，那边有个 Bhima.
He's a great enemy. He's a very powerful, strong person. You're going to have to fight him.
Bhima 呢是我们的一个死敌，他呢也是一个很强大的战士，我们呢要和他和这种人作战。
And he's made these vows which he wants to keep.
那比马呢曾经发过这个誓，他一定会来实现自己的誓言。
Arjuna is also there.
还有 Arjuna 也在那儿。
Arjuna is the greatest bowman given the blessing by Drona.
Now Arjuna 他是这个伟大的一位战士，他曾经得到过 Drona 的祝福。
There was one person who was also a great bowman. His name was Ekalavya.
还有一位战士，他的名字是 Ekalavya.
Ekalavya wanted to be the student of Drona, but Drona would not accept him.
这个人也想成为朵娜的学生，但是朵娜没有接受他。
The teacher is not obligated to accept every student.
那么老师呢，并不是说他就一定要接受所有的学生。
Ekalavya was born in a tribal family, low-class family.
这个人他出生一个非常低级的、低贱的一个家庭。
And Drona did not trust him to give him the knowledge which he was giving.
那么朵娜就不信任他，不想把自己的这些知识传授给这样一个人。
But Ekalavya was very clever, and he made a deity of Drona.
但是 Ekalavya 呢非常聪明，他呢就造了一个朵娜的神像。
And he worshipped that deity of Drona.
然后呢，他就崇拜这个朵娜的塑像。
And he began to practice his archery.
然后呢，开始从事他的
箭术。
箭术。
And yeah, he became so expert in firing arrows that he was even better than Arjuna.
那么他的这个箭术，就是弓箭呐、啊，射弓箭的这个如此的出色，他甚至比阿尔朱纳都强。
So Arjuna complained to Drona. He said, "You gave me the benediction that I would be the best."
那阿尔朱纳就说：“你曾经给过我一个祝福，我应该是最厉害的。
”So then Drona had to go and meet Ekalavya.
所以说呢，朵娜就不得不去找这个 Ekalavya.
And Ekalavya came to Drona. He bowed down to Drona and addressed him as his teacher.
那 Ekalavya 呢，看到朵娜就跪了下来，然后认他为老师。
And then Drona said, "I am your teacher. You're my student. It is your duty to give me some dakshin."
那朵娜就说：“现在我是你的老师，你是我的学生，那么你呢就应该给我一些这种，就是那个礼，
拜师
礼，布施，就是这种东西。”
So Ekalavya said, "Yes, yes, master. Whatever you want. What should I give you?"
那 Ekalavya 就说：“是的，那无论你要什么，我都会给你。”
So he said, "Give me your thumb."
于是朵娜就说：“我要你的大拇指。”
So Ekalavya took his knife, cut off his thumb, and gave it to his.
于是 Ekalavya 就真的是把自己的大拇指给剁下来，然后给了朵娜。
So because he had cut off his thumb, then Ekalavya cannot fire the arrows so well anymore.
那么因为他把自己的大拇指切下来，所以说当然以后他就不可能那么好的去射箭。
And in this way, Arjuna could keep his position as being the greatest archer in the world.
于是呢，这个 Arjuna 他就可以继续的成为这个世界上最优秀的弓箭手。
This is a way of the Vedic culture.
这就是伟大的传统。
So Drona was a great fighter, and Duryodhana is trying to make him aware of the challenge he faces in this battle.
所以说呢，朵娜·查亚他是一位伟大的战士。那么现在，杜优的就在尽力的想要去激怒他，让他能够对现在所面临的这种困境保持一种认真的态度。
Before the battle, both the Pandavas and the sons of Dhritarashtra had gone to solicit support for them in the war.
那么在开战之前，Dhritarashtra 诸子和 Pandava 诸子他们呢，分别的去征求盟友。
They had gone all over the world, collecting the armies. Come and join us, fight in this war.
他们呢，这个走遍全世界，然后呢，去招募军队，说啊，加入我们，来参加这场战争。
And of course, they both wanted Krishna.
那当然，他们都想要 Krishna.
They went to see Krishna.
他们去见 Krishna.
Duryodhana and Arjuna, they both went to see Krishna.
杜尤丹和阿朱纳他们两个人都去见 Krishna.
Now at the time they went to see Krishna, Krishna was laying down, taking rest.
那么当他们去见 Krishna 的时候， Krishna 正在躺着休息。
And Arjuna sat at the feet of Krishna. Arjuna sat at the feet, towards the feet of Krishna. Duryodhana sat to the side of Krishna.
那Arjuna 呢坐在 Krishna 的脚边，而杜尤丹呢就坐在了 Krishna 的旁边。
So when Krishna opened his eyes, he saw Arjuna first.
所以说，当 Krishna 睁开眼睛的时候，他首先看到的是 Arjuna.
And so they were both asking, "We want you. We were going to fight the battle. We want your support. Will you fight for us?"
那么他们呢就跟 Krishna 说，现在我们要打仗，那么你能不能来帮我们
？But Krishna said, "I have decided not to fight."
但是 Krishna 说，我决定自己不亲自参战。
But I have an army. If you want my army, I can give my army to one side and to the other side. I will come, but I will not fight. I will only be an advisor.
那 Krishna 就说，我呢有军队。如果说有谁想要这个军队的话呢，我会给他。但是呢，我自己呢就到另外一边去。那我虽然到了自己到另外一边去呢，我自己并不会亲自的去打仗。那么我可能会作为一个仆从这样来协助。
So.Duryodhana immediately said, "I want your army. Give me your army."
于是杜尤丹就立刻说，我要你的军队，把你的军队交给我。
And Arjuna was very happy because he wanted Krishna.
而阿朱呢也非常高兴，因为他想要的就是 Krishna.
But Krishna is not going to fight. Krishna is going to be the chariot driver of Arjuna.
但是呢 ，Krishna 并不会亲自的参战，他呢就做阿朱呢的这个。马车手
He is going to take the position of servant of his devotee.
他 他呢将会扮演一个他的奉献者的仆人的角色。
He is going to show his renunciation.
他呢将要表现出自己的弃绝。
Although he is the supreme lord, the lord of every living entity, he becomes the servant of his devotee.
尽管呢他是至尊主，他是一切生物的主，但是呢他会成为自己的奉献者的仆人。
Then there were other armies. They were coming from parts of the other parts of the world to fight. And when they were coming, Duryodhana would make arrangements to receive them.
那么这个世界上其他的这些地方的这些军队呢，也逐渐的召集过来。那么当他们到了的时候呢，德尤丹就会做出各种各样的安排和部署。
There was one king, Saibya. He was coming with his army, and he was coming thinking he's going to fight for the Pandavas.
那有一个国王，他是这个
Saibya
他带着这个军队就过来了。那么他本来来呢是为了帮助 Arjuna 作战的。
But when he was coming, he was finding every place where he would stop with his army that there would be a nice camp already made and food would be prepared and all kinds of entertainment for their comfort.
但是呢，当他来的时候，他发现，哎。那个每往前走都会有这个帐篷，然后呢有各种各样的美食在那里做好了准备迎接他。
So he was so pleased. He thought, whoever has made this arrangement, I will surely support them and be on their side.
于是呢，他就非常的满意，他就在想，哎，不管是谁，反正谁做出了这样的安排，这样的接待，那我就为他作战。
So then Duryodhana came out and said, "Yes, thank you. So you're on our side."
于是呢，杜尤丹就冒出来，他说，哦，好，这些。主人就是我，你来为我开战吧。
And in this way, Duryodhana he got a big army, much bigger than the Pandavas' army.
那么德尤丹呢，就是通过这种方式，他呢召集到了非常非常大的这样的一个军队，远远的超过阿尔朱纳他们的。
So then, Duryodhana goes on to mention more of these great fighters who are all fighting against him.
那么接下来的这个世界当中，杜尤旦他就继续的去提起了这些，即将开战的这些人的名字。
So then, but then in text seven, he says, "Let me tell you about the generals who are leading our army, who are in your army."
那么他在第七个世界当中呢，就提到了说，现在呢，我向您。向您这个指出我们的这个军队由谁来领导。
There are people like Bhishma.
那我们的军队当中呢有比如说 Bhishma.
Now Bhishma, he is also not an ordinary personality. He's the son of the Ganges.
那 Bhishma 他也不是一个普通人，他是
Ganges,
恒河女神的儿子。
And he has a benediction that as long as he wants to live, he can live.
那么他曾经得到一个祝福，就是说他自己想活多久就可以活多久。
And he is a great fighter also.
那同时呢，他也是一个伟大的战士。
But just as Drona had somebody born to kill him, Bhishma also had somebody who was his enemy.
那么呢，正如朵纳有一个天生杀死他的一个天敌，那 Bhishma 呢也一样，有他的这个死对头。
Bhishma had when Bhishma had one brother who his name was Vichitravirya.
Bhishma 他有一个兄弟，他的名字是
Vichitravirya, and Bhishma at one point wanted to arrange the marriage of his brother, and he went to get some young women to be the wives of his brother.
那 Bhishma 呢，他曾经就想安排自己弟弟的婚礼，然后呢，他就去找了一些年轻的妇女，打算给自己的弟弟做妻子。
So there were three very qualified sisters whose marriage was being arranged.
那么呢，有三个非常这个合乎资格的这个姐妹，她们呢就打算成为这个婚礼。
Amba, Ambika, and Ambalika.Ambika, Ambika, Ambika Lika. There are three sisters, and they were going to pick their husbands. They were having a ceremony, and the different kings were all invited, and they were being allowed to pick which man they wanted to marry.
那么她们三个呢是姐妹，她们呢就是那种像是公主选亲一样，就来了很多这种年轻的国王候选人，然后她们呢就去从中挑选自己看中的。
And at that time, Bhishma came and he kidnapped the three of them.
那这个时候呢，毗湿玛就来了，然后把这三个人全都给绑走了。
And Bhishma had a great fight. He fought off all these kings, and he took these three sisters back to his palace.
那毗湿玛呢，就和所有当时在场的这些国王们大打了一场，然后呢，把这三个姐妹全都给绑回了他自己的宫殿。
But the oldest sister, Amba, when she got there, she was angry at Bhishma. She said, "You cannot kidnap me. I cannot marry your brother. I'm already arranged to another king."
但是呢，最年长的这个安巴，他就非常
最老的
啊，最老的，他就非常生气。他就是说呢，我不会嫁给你的弟弟，我呢已经这个有婚约跟安排给另外一个人了。
Yeah, her marriage was already been arranged to Salva.
那么他已经有和别人订婚了，这个就是 Salva。
So then they said, all right, she should go back to Salva. Let her go back to Salva.
于是呢，这个毗湿玛就说：“那行，那你就回去找萨瓦吧。”
But when she, there are other two sisters. They can marry my brother.
那还有两个姐妹，这两个可以嫁给我的弟弟。
But the oldest girl, when she went back to Salva, Salva said, "No, I can't accept you now. Another man has already touched you. I cannot accept you as my wife."
但是呢，当最老的这个姐姐回去找萨瓦的时候，萨瓦说：“不行，我现在不能要你了，因为你已经被别的男人碰过了。”
But she said, "But I didn't want to go with him. He kidnapped me against my will."
但是呢，这个最年长的姐姐就说，但我不想
最老的
最老的最老的就是说我不想回去，因为他是这个违背我的意愿，把我给这个绑架走了。
So, Salva said, "Sorry, I don't want anything to do with you. You have to go back to your father."
但是萨瓦就说呢，不管，反正我就是不要你了，你回去找你爹去吧。
So she went back to Bhishma, and she was very angry at Bhishma that you kidnapped me, you've ruined my marriage, my life is ruined.
于是呢，这个安巴他就去找这个毗湿玛，他就说，就是你毁了我的婚姻，毁了我的一生。
So there was some thought that maybe Bhishma should marry her.
于是呢，他认为也许这个毗湿玛应该娶她。
But Bhishma says, "No, I've already vowed. I made a vow. I will never marry. I'm a brahmachari."
但是呢，毗湿玛他就说，不行，我已经发过誓了，我这辈子都不娶，我是个 brahmachari。
And then this girl went to, then Amba went to the guru of Bhishma, Parasurama.
于是呢，这个安巴他就去找毗湿玛的老师。
And Parasurama said,
Parasurama
said, "I will force him to marry you."
Parasurama 就说，那个我会强迫他娶你。
And if, or I will kill him.
要不然我就宰了他。
Now, she actually wanted Bhishma killed.
当然，实际上安巴是希望毗湿玛被杀了。
So there was a big fight between Bhishma and Parasurama.
于是呢，毗湿玛和安巴舒拉玛之间呢就打了一场。
And nobody could win. Parasurama could not defeat Bhishma.
但是呢，他们两个谁也不能战胜对方。
After fighting for many many days, Parasurama gave up and he told Amba, "He said, 'I'm sorry, I can't do anything.'"
他们呢大战了好几天，但是最后呢 Parashurama 就是只能很抱歉的对这个 Amba 说，不好意思，我打不赢他。
So then Amba was left, she was very angry at Bhishma. She went and she did penance and austerities for many years.
但是 Amba 呢他就非常生气，于是呢他就一怒之下做了很多很多年的苦行。
And she was worshipping Lord Shiva that in her next life she could come and kill Bhishma.
那他崇拜 Shiva， 然后他就是希望自己下一辈子能够投身为一个可以杀死 Bhishma 的人。
So in the next life, after she gave up that life, she took her next birth, and she became first. She became a woman.
那么安巴他结束了那一世的生命之后，他又投生。那首先他投生为一个女人。
She was the daughter of a king.
她是一个国王的女儿。
But this king had been told that your daughter will become a man, but she'll be born as a girl, but she'll change into a man.
但是呢，这个国王呢就被告知，首先呢你会生下一个女儿，但是这个女儿未来会长成一个儿子。
变态了。
So when the child was born as a girl, the king raised the child just like it was a boy.
所以说当这个女孩出生了之后，她的父亲呢就拿她当男孩子来养育。
And taught him all the things boys would learn.
然后呢就教给她所有这个男孩子要学的这些知识。
And how to use weapons, how to fight.
如何使用武器，如何战斗等等。
And then eventually they also arranged the marriage.
那么后来呢他们同样还安排了一场婚礼。
ButThe girl had not become a boy yet, but still they went ahead and arranged the marriage.
那么这个女孩还没有变成男孩，那么他们就已经开始安排婚礼了。
And the other girl, this king's daughter came, a beautiful young princess came to marry this person.
那么别的国王的一些这个年轻的王子就过来想要娶这个这个公主。
But after the marriage, then she found out, you know, thatYou know, I'm married to a girl.
但是呢，当他们结婚了之后，然后他这些王子就是这个
公主
什么？这个公主就发现他自己娶的这个实际上娶了他的这个王子，实际上呢是一个公主。
So the girl went back and told her father that you arranged my marriage to another girl.
于是呢，这个公主就回去就跟他说啊，你安排我娶了一个公主。一个公主娶了一个公主。
So then the king was very angry that what kind of trick is this? You arranged them. I thought you had a son. You have a daughter. Your child is not a boy. It's a girl. You want my daughter to marry another girl? This is what kind of and he made war against this.
于是呢，这个国王就非常生气。他说啊，我本来是想要娶一个这个公主的，或者说。但是现在我本来是想要这个要一个王子，但是现在你却给我弄来一个公主，这算是哪门子一回事了？于是这两个国就打开战了。
So the girl who had been married to this other girl felt very bad. She thought my father's in danger because of me, and she felt so bad she went off into the forest, and she went into the forest to do some austerity.
那么这个女孩呢，她认为自己的父亲为了自己和别的国家开战，他就非常的这个内疚，于是呢，他就去到森林里面去了。
But when she was in the forest, she met this powerful yaksha.
但是呢，当他到森林里去的时候，他遇到一位非常有力量的 yaksha.
The yakshas are all devotees of Kuvera.
那么 yaksha 呢，他们都是 Kuvera 的奉献者。
And they have mystic powers.
他们有玄秘能量。
So this yaksha met the young girl in the forest, and he felt very sorry for her.
那么这个 Yaksha 在森林里遇到这个女孩之后呢，就为她感到非常的遗憾。
And the young girl, he asked the young girl, "What can I do to help you?"
于是呢，他就问这个年轻的女孩说：“我能做点什么来帮你？”
So she said, "You know, I'm supposed to be a boy, but I haven't become a boy yet."
于是呢，这个女孩就说：“我本来应该是个男的，但是我现在还没有成为一个男孩。”
So that the Yaksha who had the mystic power, he said, "Well, I can give you my malehood, and I will become."The woman, we can exchange our sexes.
那么这个 Yaksha 就说我呢可以把我的这个性别给你，咱们两个人呢互换性别。
But after the trouble is over, then you should come back and we can change back again.
然后呢，他就说，但是这场这个风波结束之后呢，你要回来找我，我们两个再换回来。
So the Yaksha exchanged his sex with the young girl, and she went back to her father.
于是呢，这个 Yaksha 和这个女孩之间就互换了性别，然后呢，现在的这个也不知道该说是公主还是什么，就回去找她的父亲去了。
And then the other king came with a daughter who had been married to her, and then they saw, okay, you know, the child is not a girl, it's a boy.
于是呢，对方的这个国王带着自己的女儿来兴师问罪的时候，然后呢，这一方就说，你看，我的这个孩子是一个王子。
So in this way, the battle was saved. There was no fight.
于是呢，就是这样，这场战争呢就平息了。
So then, after some time, then the boy went back to the forest to meet the yaksha.
那么过了一段时间呢，这个男孩就回森林里去找这个 yaksha.
But the yaksha, he had already been cursed by Kuvera.
但是呢，这个 yaksha 他被这个 Kuvera 给诅咒了。
Yeah.Kuvera told him that you will have to accept this curse until the girl dies.
那他就说这个
until
这个 Kuvera 的诅咒就是说，
要承受这个，
你要承受这个诅咒，一直到这个女孩死了为止。
So in this way, this child was Sikandi.
那么这个孩子呢，就叫 Sikandi.
She had been born as a girl and became a man.
她呢，生来是一个女儿身，后来呢，她变成了一个男人。
And her purpose in being born was to give trouble to bring about the death of Bhishma.
那么她生来的使命就是要去杀死 Bhishma.
And Bhishma, he knew about this.
而 Bhishma 呢，也知道这件事。
So Bhishma had to tell Duryodhana that I cannot fight Sikandi.
所以呢 ，Bhishma 就对 Duryodhana 说：“我呢，不会，不能去和 Sikandi 开战。”
Because Sikandi had been a woman.
因为呢 ，Sikandi 她是个女人。
So now she's a man.
现在呢，她是个男人。
But previously she was born as a woman.
但是之前她出生的时候是一个女儿身。
And I vowed I will never fight, I will never harm a woman.
那么我呢，曾经发誓，我永远不会去伤害一个女人。
And I will never fight or harm anyone who is even dressed as a woman.
我甚至不会去伤害或者是杀死那些穿着女人衣服的人。
So Bhishma had this problem that this person, Sikandi, was going to give trouble to him.
于是呢，杜尤旦他就想，他就担心这件事情。这个 Sikandi 呢，一定会给他惹来大麻烦。
He has to protect Bhishma from this person, Sikandi.
那么他呢，就要好好的保护 Bhishma， 让他这个远离 Sikandi。
So all of these different intrigues, they were all taking place during Kurukshetra.
所以说呢，所有的这些前因后果，现在呢，终于全都汇聚在这个库鲁之野上了。
So Duryodhana is mentioning the names of the different people who are fighting on his side.
Duryodhana 现在就提及这些他这一方的这些战士。
There are people like Karna. Karna is also actually he was the first son of Kunti.
比如说他提到这里还有一个 Karna. Karna 实际上是 Kunti 的第一个儿子。
Yeah, but he was not fighting. He was not fighting with his brothers. He was fighting against the Pandavas.
那么他实际上并不是想要和这个他的那些军队作战，他就是要和潘达瓦兄弟。
Karna was the best friend. He was the best friend of Duryodhana.
那么 Karna 他是 Duryodhana 最好的朋友。
Duryodhana made friendship with Karna and brought him to his side.
Duryodhana 和 Karna 结交为友，然后呢，把他带到自己这一方。
Then Ashwatthama is the son of Dronacharya.
还有 Ashwatthama， 他呢是 Dronacharya 的儿子。
And he also Ashwatthama is he is one of the Amaras. He's one of the immortals. He cannot be killed.
还有呢，就是这个 Ashwatthama， 他呢是这种不死之人，就是他永远不会被杀死。
Yeah, he had that benediction.
他获得了这种长生不老的这个祝福。
So he's also fighting on the side of his father with Drona against the Pandavas.
所以呢，他也和自己的父亲站在一边，和潘达瓦兄弟开战。
So all of these great generals are mentioned.
那么在这里呢，就提及了所有的这些伟大的这些将军。
And the person in charge of the army of Duryodhana is Bhishma.
那么负责统领整个杜尤旦军队的就是 Bhishma，
and in charge of the Pandava army they're protected by Bhima。
那么 Arjuna 他的军队就被 Bhima 所保护着。
So then in text 12 describes how the battle was getting ready to take place and they start to blow their conch shells。
那么在第十二个诗节当中呢，就描绘了说这个战争即将开始，他们开始吹响海螺。
First of all, Bhishma drew his conch shell.
首先呢，是 Bhishma 吹响了海螺。
And it gave the sound like the roar of a lion.
这个海螺的声音呢，就像狮吼一样。
And this gave great pleasure to Duryodhana.
那么这个呢，令 Duryodhana 非常高兴。
And then.Krishna and Arjuna, they also began to blow their conch shells.
然后呢 Krishna 和 Arjuna 也开始吹响他们的海螺。
Bhima also is described here that he also blew his conch shell.
那么在这里呢也提到了 Bhima， Bhima 也吹起了他的海螺。
Bhima is mentioned as being Bhimakarn Vrikodara， that Bhima is known as a person who performs wonderful tasks, Herculean tasks。
那么在这里呢，兵马就被形容为他呢是可以去完成那些常人难以完成的任务的这样的一个人。
Bhima was exceptionally strong and powerful.
那兵马呢，他非常非常的强壮有力。
He is also known as Vrikodara, means which he can eat also wonderfully.
那兵马呢，还有一个这个称号，就是他食量过人。
Yeah, he had a wonderful, powerful appetite. He could devour huge quantities of food.
就是他的胃口永远都是超好的，可以吃很多很多很多东西。
Prabhupada used to remind us. He said, "If you want to eat like Bhima, then you have to also work like Bhima."
圣帕帕德就曾经说过，如果你想吃的像 Bhima 一样多的话，那你也要做的像 Bhima 一样多。
Not only just eat and sleep, but you have to do the work like Bhima.
不能只是吃了就睡，你也要做像 Bhima 一样多的这种工作。
Then it's also mentioned how. Arjuna has also different names by which he's known.
那么这里呢也提及了 Arjuna， 他也有很多的这个名字。
He's known as Dhananjaya, means conqueror of wealth.
他其中的一个名字叫做 Dhananjaya， 就是这个财富的收集征服者。
That he would bring all the, he brought all the wealth so that Maharaj Yudhisthira could perform sacrifice.
那么当他的哥哥 Yudhisthira 进行祭祀的时候，他呢去筹集费用。
Arjuna is also known as conqueror of sleep.
那 Arjuna 呢，还有一个名字就是睡眠的征服者。
Arjuna was given this power that he could even fire arrows in the dark.
那 Arjuna 曾经得到这样的一个祝福，他甚至在一片漆黑当中也可以射箭。
Dronacharya had asked that Arjuna should never eat in the dark.
那多纳查呀曾经这个训示阿尔朱纳，他永远不应该在这个黑暗当中吃东西。
But one time, one evening,
说错了，永远不能在黑暗当中射箭。
One evening while he was taking his food, the candles were blown out, and he was left to eat in the dark.
哦，是进食，不好意思，就是说有一次，阿尔朱纳正在那吃饭呢，忽然这个蜡烛呢就灭了，于是他只能是在这个一片漆黑当中吃。
And Arjuna then understood that if he could eat in the dark, then he could also fire arrows in the dark.
然后 Arjuna 呢，他就说，既然我可以在这个黑暗当中射箭的话，我也一样可以在黑暗当中吃饭。
And in this way, he began to practice his archery, that even in the dark, he could fire arrows.
于是呢，他就这样去练习，最后呢，他可以在这个黑暗当中呢，这个箭术也很高明。
So that Duryodhana is mentioning how Krishna and Arjuna are there, and they have a great chariot, a special chariot which has been given to them by a demigod.
那 Duryodhana 在这里也提到了这个 Krishna 和 Arjuna 他们有一辆非常好的这个战车，这个战车也是半身人给的。
Was given by Agni, the fire god.
那是由 Agni 火神赐给的。
And it was pulled by white horses.
而且呢，是由白马拉着。
And just the signs of this, just the fact that Krishna and Arjuna were there, then this is a great threat to the army of Duryodhana.
那么只是 Krishna 和 Arjuna 两个人在一起，那么这个事实呢，就已经让德丹的这些军队呢，非常的恐慌。
And when Krishna and Arjuna blow their conch shells.Their conch shells are described as being transcendental. The sound of their conch shells was transcendental.
那么当 Krishna 和 Arjuna 吹响海螺的时候，他们这个海螺的声音呢被描述为是超然的。
It's a very different from the sound of Bhishma's.
那么这个声音和 Bhishma 的那个海螺的声音呢就完全不同。
Because Krishna is the Supreme Lord and he has the goddess of fortune with him.
因为 Krishna 是至尊主，那么Arjuna 非常幸运的和他在一起。
He says Krishna's conch shell is the conch shell of Vishnu.
Krishna 的海螺呢就是 Vishnu 的海螺。
It's called Panchajanya.
被称作 Panchajanya。
Then it's so the Maharaj Duryodhana is going on describing more of these different soldiers who are mentioning many of their different names.
于是呢，这个 Duryodhana 他就继续的去描述了很多的这个战士。
Describes how that when the hearing the sound vibration of the different conch shells it shattered the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra.
那么这里呢就描述到，当这些不同的海螺声响起的时候，在天地间回荡，就震碎了对于 Dhritarashtra 之子的心。
And then Krishna brings Arjuna's chariot into the middle of the battlefield.
然后呢 ，Krishna 就驾着 Arjuna 的战车开到了两军之间。
And Arjuna's chariot is described as being marked with the flag of Hanuman.
那么 Arjuna 的战车呢就被描述说它上面呢有这个 Hanuman 的旗帜。
In the Vedic society, the different kings all have their different symbols on their chariot, different flags by which they could be recognized.
那么在这个伟达的传统当中呢，不同的国王他们有自己不同的旗帜，上面有不同的标志，这样的话呢来区分他们。
So Arjuna's chariot was distinguished by the flag of Hanuman.
那么 Arjuna 他的这个战车呢，就是上面飘扬着，上面有着 Hanuman 的旗帜。
There had been an encounter between Bhima and Hanuman. At one point, Bhima had met Hanuman.
就是有一次 ，Bhima 曾经遇到了 Hanuman.
Bhima had been sent by Draupadi to go and collect some lotus flowers. From a lake.
那么那时候呢 ，Bhima 就被 Draupadi 派出去去收集一个莲花。
But when he was going to the lake, there was an elephant, a big monkey sitting on his path.
那当 Bhima 这个去的时候呢，发现有一只猴子拦在他的路上。
So he told the monkey to get out of his way.
于是呢，他就告诉这个猴子说：“这个让开。”
The monkey said, "No, I'm too tired. Just step over me."
因为这个猴子说我太累了，你就直接从我身上越过去。
So Bhima got angry. He said, "Come on, get out of my way. I'm not going to step over you."
然后这个 Bhima 就说，快点，赶紧起来，别让我从你身上越过去。
So then the monkey said, "No, just lift my tail. You can go."
然后那个猴子说，你把我的尾巴移开，你就可以过去了。
Bhima then tried to lift up the tail of the monkey, but he could not lift the tail.
于是呢 ，Bhima 他就使出全身的力气，想要挪开这个猴子的尾巴，但是他就是挪动不了。
And so then Bhima asked, "Who are you? What kind of monkey are you?"
于是呢 ，Bhima 就问说，你到底是谁？你到底是什么猴子
？And then he said, "I'm the son of the wind god."
于是呢，这个猴子就说，我是风神之子。
And so then Bhima understood that Hanuman, it was his brother.
于是呢 ，Bhima 就认识到这个是他的兄弟，这个是 Hanuman.
Because Bhima had also been born by the semen of Vayu, the wind god.
因为Bhima 他也是这个风神之子。
So Hanuman had given a benediction to Bhima. He said that I'm always present on the flag of Arjuna. So whenever you need my help, I will come and I will be there in battle, helping you, shouting and by war cries, I will be supporting you.
于是呢，这个 Hanuman 就给了 Bhima 的一个祝福。他就是说我呢会停留在你的这个 Arjuna 的旗帜上，那么以后你需要我的时候呢，我就会和你在一起。当你们开战的时候呢，我就会发出吼声，然后呢去吓唬，去对方。
So this is auspicious for Arjuna because he has Hanuman there on his chariot, and he also has Lord Krishna, who is none different from Lord Rama.
所以说呢，这个就是阿尔朱纳他的吉祥之处。那么他既有哈努曼在他的旗帜上，同时呢他还有 Krishna， 因为 Krishna 和 Rama 是没有任何区别的。
So Arjuna has great support in the form of Krishna and Hanuman, and he has also this wonderful chariot, and he has so many weapons which have been given to him by different demigods.
所以说从这一点上来讲呢，阿尔朱纳他真的是一个很好的战士。那么他有哈努曼，他有Krishna， 他有这么好的战车，他还有各种各样这些半神人给他的武器等等等等。
But when they come into the middle of the battlefield, Arjuna tells Krishna, please bring my chariot between the two armies, I want to see who is here.
那么这个 Arjuna 呢就对 Krishna 说把这个战车开到两军之间，我要看看现在到底都有谁。
Yeah, Krishna addresses Arjuna as Achyuta.
Krishna 呢称 Arjuna 为 Achyuta.
Achyuta means the infallible one.
Achyuta 呢就是永不堕落的之人。
But still, here is Arjuna. He's on the chariot and he's giving orders to Krishna.
但是尽管如此呢，这个Arjuna 仍然这个给 Krishna 训示，让他为自己驾车。
So he's addressing Krishna as being infallible, but at the same time he's telling him what to do.
所以说呢，一方面 Arjuna 称呼 Krishna 是永不堕落之人，同时呢他永不犯错之人，那另一方面呢他还这个训示这个永不犯错之人。
So this is aThe situation Krishna's in, that Krishna's promised that he would be the servant of Arjuna, he would be the chariot driver.
所以说呢，这个就是当时的这个状况。那么 Krishna 呢，他曾经承诺自己呢会做 Arjuna 的仆人，做他的这个驾车手。
But still he's the supreme lord, the lord of everyone.
但是尽管如此呢，他还是至尊主，他是万事万物的主。
To take the position of the chariot driver is a low position in the Vedic society.
那么在伟大的社会当中呢，这个战车驾驶战车的人实际上是一个比较低的层次，社会层次。
Karna was thought to be the son of a chariot driver.
那么 Karna 呢被认为他是一位Acharya 的车夫，他被认为是一位车夫的儿子。
And when it came time for Draupadi Swayamvar to the competition to win Draupadi for a wife,Karna was refused to take part. He was not given permission to take part.
那当 Karna 他去想要这个娶Draupadi 的时候呢，他就不被允许。
He said, "No, this person's of a low birth. He cannot take part."
因为他就是说，这个生于一个车夫的之家，实在是这个社会地位太低了，不可以娶这个公主。
But here is Krishna, the supreme lord, the master of everyone, and he's coming as a chariot driver.
但是现在呢，这个 Krishna 至尊主，万事万物的主，他呢现在成为了这个一个战车手。
He is the supreme controller. He is glorified by Lord Brahma as being the supreme controller.
他是至尊的控制者，他被 Brahma 所崇拜。
But he takes instructions from Arjuna.
但是呢，他会听命于 Arjuna.
So.Any questions about this? This is the first section of the first chapter.
这个呢就是第一章的第一部分，大家有没有什么问题？
I have a question.
Yeah.
在这个两军对垒当中，所有的军队，包括Krishna的军队，都在这个独挡这边。那Arjuna这边的还是帕纳兄弟Krishna之外，没有军队的，好像这两军的这个差别太大了。怎么跟他们打仗？那谁要支持Arjuna呢？
No, well, Arjuna has his side. He's on his side with the Pandavas. They have their supporters.
Arjuna 也有他自己的这个支持者，他也有自己的军队。
Yeah, I mean the chapter begins with the description about the Arjuna's who's fighting on Arjuna's side.
那么在这一章的开始呢，就描述了到底有谁是站在阿尔朱纳这一边的。
Yeah, it was mentioned about the great kings who are fighting. First of all, there's Drishtadyumna, who was born to kill Drona.
那么有 Drishtadyumna, 还有他呢，就是生来就是要杀死 Drona 的。
Yeah, and then there's so many other names like Bhima.
然后还有很多，比如说像兵马
Virata
Virata
Drupada
Drupada
yeah, so many the, just only Krishna brought the chariot into the middle so Arjuna could look at the whole scene.
那么 Krishna 呢，就是把这个战车开到两军之间，这样的话呢，他就可以看到整个的这个战场上的情况。
He wanted Arjuna just to have a good look at everything.
他希望 Arjuna 能够好好的看看现在的这个情况。
Because Krishna wants to put, he wants to arrange the situation so he can speak Bhagavad Gita.
因为呢，这个情况本身就是 Krishna 他安排的，这样的话他才能够讲述国家梵歌。
He wants Arjuna to see, there is your grandfather, Bhishma, there is your teacher, Drona.
Krishna 就是要让 Arjuna 看到，看到没有，前面就是你的祖父 Bhishma 还有 Drona 这些人。
And when he sees all of these people, then Arjuna will start to feel compassion.
那么当 Arjuna 看到这些人的时候呢，就会心生怜悯。
And then he will turn to Krishna and ask Krishna for help.
于是呢，他就会这个找向啊 Krishna 寻求帮助。
And Krishna will speak Bhagavad Gita.
这样 Krishna 就能够讲述国家梵歌了。
So Krishna has to orchestrate the whole thing.
所以说呢，实际上是 Krishna 整个策划了所有这一切。
He has to bring this emotion out from Arjuna.
他呢要就是唤起 Arjuna 的这种心态。
He has to put Arjuna in that position that he will turn to Krishna and become his student, become his and say, please instruct me, tell me what to do.
他呢，就是要把 Arjuna 置于这样的一个位置，这样的话 Arjuna 才能够转向 Krishna 说啊，请你训示我，我愿意成为你的门徒。
马拉吉当时整个王国不是都有党在控制整个王国，那 Arjuna 他被赶得没有立锥之地了，到处赶着跑的，他怎么会有军队？
No, but they went all over the world.
他们这个走遍了全球。
There are so many kings.
在这个整个地球上有很多很多的国王。
Yeah, many, the whole world was overburdened with all of these kings.
当时的地球呢，就是因为所有的这些国王而不堪重负。
You know, we were in Dongbei. When I was in Dongbei, I went to Mudanjiang, and near Mudanjiang there is Bohai, there's a place called Bohai. Bohai Gua, it's a kingdom. There used to be a king there. Just like in China, there used to be so many kings everywhere. They all had their little kingdoms.
就好像马哈尔的去东北，去了牡丹江，那么那个地方呢，有一个地方叫渤海。那么之前呢，这个地方呢，实际上是渤海国。也就是说，实际上就像原来中国这个有很多五代十国，那个时候很多很多的小国，很多很多的国王。
So similarly, at the time of Kurukshetra War, all of India, the whole world, there were many, many kings.
所以说呢，在这个库尔之野上的这场战争呢，就集结了整个世界上的很多很多的这个国王。
And they had to go around and say, "Are you going to fight for us? Come on, come and fight with us."
所以说呢，就是这些个两方呢，就是、四处去招募，就说来吧，加入我们的军队去开战等等这样。
Because they were real Kshatriyas, they were eager to fight.
因为所有这些国王都是真正的 Kshatriya， 那么他们非常渴望战斗。
Yeah. Oh, a battle! Yeah, let's go.
他们就非常兴奋。哎呀，有战也可以打，太好了。
Yeah, if there's a battle, then either they'll die in the battle or they'll win the kingdom.
那么即使他们会这个死在这个战场上，他们一样可以赢得这个
天堂
这个天堂的心绪。
Yeah, if they die and they go to heaven, if they don't, if they win the battle, then they'll win all the treasure, all the money, all the kingdom.
如果说他们赢了的话，他们就会得享所有的这些财富；如果他们死了的话，他们也可以回到天堂。
So they can't lose.
所以说怎样他们都没有损失。
They're eager to go and fight.
所以说呢，他们非常渴望去战斗。
And the world was.Overburdened. There were so many of these kshatriyas. They were giving burden. It was a pain to the earth to maintain them.
那么当时呢，一是因为地球上有太多这些国王，那么他们让这个地球不堪重负，让这个地球非常痛苦。
Krishna had come to relieve the earth of all of these kings.
那么 Krishna 呢，就是来让这个大地免于所有这些国王的沉重负担。
So he arranged this battle of Kurukshetra so all these people could be removed from the world.
于是呢，他就安排了库日之野上的这场大战，这样的话呢，就把所有的这些人全部清空。
现在的战争，他们的去向。
What's the results of the soldiers or chariots in modern war?
They all go to hell.
都下地狱了。就是说现代的战争，现代的这些战争，那么这些人他们的这个去处是什么？那么Maharaj的回答就是这些人全部下地狱了。
Because they're all demons, they're all fighting for lust and greed.
因为所有这些人呢，他们都是恶魔，那么他们为了自己的色欲和贪婪而战。
They're not fighting according to religious principle.
他们并不是按照这个宗教原则而战斗。
But Kurukshetra war was fought according to principle.
但是呢，库鲁之野上的这场战争呢，是依照着这个宗教原则而战的。
If somebody had a mystic power weapon, a special divine weapon, then they would only fight somebody who also had similar weapons. They would only fight equals.
也就是说呢，像那些有玄秘能力的人，或者说有一种非常厉害的武器的人，他们呢只会和同样有的这种武器，或者有着同样能力的人，有和这种对等的人开打。
This is the Kurukshetra fighting was like that, only between equals.
也就是说，这个库鲁之野上的这个战争呢，只是这个同等之间的人才会这样战斗。
Not innocent people dropping bombs on innocent people and killing women and children.
他们绝不是说啊，往这个无辜的人群里扔炸弹，然后把妇女儿童全都杀死了，绝不是这样。
But according to religious principles, fight in the day, then at night they'd be friends, they'd eat together, drink together.
那么根据这个伟达的原则，他们白天是敌人开战，但是晚上的话可以一起吃饭，一起喝酒，然后又成为朋友。
Next day go out and fight again.
然后第二天白天太阳一升起，他们又互相打得你死我活。问
我想问妈妈今天讲那个两军的战士那些历史的那些人物啊历史传记是不是在伟大的巴达里面看到这些他们这些故事因为国家旁边是很简单的嘛就是那些历史人物啊就像就是他们那些人物是在伟大的巴达里面
All the stories or history you mentioned today are written in Mahabharata.
Yeah.
是的，在 Mahabharata 里面都有所有的这些故事。
We're bringing out the Mahabharata.
Mahabharata 你翻
译。We're eating 翻译的。
再出版。再出版
的。现在 Mahabharata 已经翻译完了，现在正是出版当中。不久大家就能够看到中文版了。
另外，刚刚那个说到，一个女人的美啊，在于那个头发。那另外也有，好像也有说到一个女人的美在于她的忠贞，一个男人的美在于她的宽容，是不是也有层面
？You have mentioned the beauty of a woman is in his hair, but also it's mentioned the beauty of a woman is in his chest, and the beauty of a man is in his forgiveness. Is it true?
Well, if you say so.
你说是就是了。
你说是就是。
I said, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
情人眼里出西施嘛。有问题就问吧，直接用中文问就可以了。
马拉松，还有个问题，现在的这个地球很多灾难，是不是也像在五千年前的样，地球不承担，对，负担太重了，所以让他们战争。那现在这个地球是不是也负担太重了，所以发生一些灾难，然后会有一些战争这样
？Yeah, Prabhupada said sometimes these disasters are just to remove all people, take the sinful people out from the planet.
是的，因为圣帕帕德也曾经提过，说这些战争和这些灾难，就是为了把地球上的这些罪恶之人清掉。
还有个
Krishna makes these different arrangements in order to adjust the situations in the planet.
那么 Krishna 呢会做出各种各样的安排，然后呢来调整这个地球上的情况。
5,000 years ago, Mother Bhumi prayed to, went to Vishnu and asked Vishnu for help. Went to, Mother Bhumi went first to Brahma and asked Lord Brahma to help her that her planet was overburdened with all these demonic kings.
那么5000年前 Mother Bhumi 母亲就是大地之母曾经先去找 Brahma、啊、然后就说自己这个地球上被这些罪恶的军队已经弄得不堪重负了。
And at that time,And the Lord instructed all the demigods that they should take birth in the Yadu dynasty and that he was also coming soon.
然后主呢就训示所有的半神人呢去投身到这个亚都王朝，然后他自己呢很快就会也亲自降临。
Of course, we cannot speak these things, ordinary people.
当然了，我们对于普通人不应该讲这些东西。
We cannot, you know, why are these natural disasters taking place in the world? Ordinary people will not like to hear our reasons.
当然，如果说我们对于普通常人去讲为什么这个地球上会有这么多灾难的话，那么这些普通常人是不会接受我们的这种理论的。
But we know that this world is a temporary place of misery.
但是呢，我们知道这个世界是一个短暂的受苦之地。
And we should have sympathy for the people who are suffering, who are affected by these disasters.
那么我们应该对这些受苦之人，我们应该对这些被这些灾难所困扰的人，对他们抱以同情。
We want to try to help them by giving them transcendental knowledge.
我们应该尽量的帮助他们。那么帮助的方式就是给他们超然的知识。
Yes.
国家还有一个野兽的神。
Bhagavad Gita is also known as Son of God. So what's the relationship of Bhagavad Gita and Mahabharata?
Bhagavad Gita is a part of the Mahabharata.
国家梵歌本身它就是 Mahabharata 里面的一段。
It's just simply a part of what's, you know, the Mahabharata describes the whole battle of Kurukshetra and what takes place, how all the ends, how the battle of Kurukshetra takes, comes to take place, different incidents which took place before the battle.
那么 Mahabharata 它这个里面呢就很详细的提到了这个战争它的前因后果，包括这个开战了之后啊怎么打的呀，怎么什么什么，所有的那些细节。
It describes each day of the fighting of the battle of Kurukshetra.
那么在那里面呢，就描述了每一天到底这个战场上发生了什么。
And a major part of the Mahabharata is Bhishma's instruction to Yudhisthira when Bhishma's on his bed of arrows.
那么在 Mahabharata 里面有很大一段呢，都是这个 Bhishma 他躺在那个箭床上的时候，他对 Yudhisthira 有一大段训示。
And the Bhagavad Gita is the heart.Of the Mahabharata.
但是呢，这个《博迦梵歌》呢，是整个 Mahabharata 的心，核心。
A lot of people, however, who read Mahabharata, they cannot understand the significance of the Bhagavad Gita.
那很多读了 Mahabharata 的人呢，他们无法认识到《博迦梵歌》的重要性。
Therefore, Jiva Goswami says nobody gets Krishna prema just from reading Mahabharata.
所以呢 ，Jiva Goswami 呢就说。人不可能通过阅读 Mahabharata 而得到 Prema.
You have to understand Bhagavad Gita from the devotee.
你必须通过奉献者那里学习《博迦梵歌》才行。
And the purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to draw us to Krishna, to appreciate Krishna, the importance of Krishna and devotion to Krishna.
那么博迦梵歌它的这个用意呢，就是让大家把注意力全部都引向 Krishna， 引向对 Krishna 的奉爱。
But you read the Mahabharata and you can get lost in so many other things.
但是如果你去读 Mahabharata 的话，那么你就会迷失于所有的那些故事啊，错综复杂的关系当中。
There are so many different stories explained and a lot of things about karma kanda.
那么在 Mahabharata 里面呢，也有很多很多的故事，然后有很多呢都是关于这个 karma kanda。
Which have nothing to do with devotion to Krishna.
但是呢，并没有提及对 Krishna 的奉爱。
Yeah, well, Bhagavad Gita is the essence of the Vedas.
国家梵歌呢是伟大经典的精髓。
Bhagavad Gita brings us to the point to surrender to Krishna.
国家梵歌呢，它就会把我们引向对 Krishna 的皈依。
That's the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita.
这是国家梵歌的最终结论。
But after you surrender to Krishna, that's where Srimad Bhagavatam begins.
但是呢，当你已经皈依于 Krishna 了之后，然后呢，就进入到了国家瓦坛。
But Shankaracharya said, just read Bhagavad Gita and drink Ganges water, and you can get perfection in your life.
那么桑卡尔查亚曾经说过，你只需要读国家梵歌，同时呢，喝这个恒河水，你就可以达到人生的完美。
Prabhupada said, Bhagavad Gita is the first part of the knowledge. It's like the primary knowledge, primary education.
那圣帕帕德曾经说过，国家梵歌呢，就是这个第一步，这个知识的第一步。
And then the secondary education comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, higher education.
那么第二个阶段呢，就是这个圣顶国家瓦坛。
So once you surrender to Krishna, Bhagavad Gita brings you to the point to surrender to Krishna, and then go on to Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以说呢，博迦梵歌首先让你能够皈依 Krishna， 然后之后就进入到博迦瓦坛的研习。
But if you certainly if you know Bhagavad Gita well, that will help you to go to appreciate more Srimad Bhagavatam。
当然，如果你博迦梵歌学得好的话，你就更能够学好圣顶博迦瓦坛。
Everybody should get a good knowledge, a good understanding of the Bhagavad Gita.
那么每一个人都应该很好的学习博迦梵歌，很好的掌握这部经典。
And you can learn a lot about devotion and Krishna just from Bhagavad Gita.
那么即使是从博迦梵歌，也可以学习很多关于 Krishna 和奉爱的这些知识。
听有一个说法，说这个《博迦梵歌》它的发行量仅次于《圣经》，是这样吗
？The publication of Bhagavad Gita is second, with the first is the Holy Bible. Is it true?
Oh yeah, the Bible is much more distributed than the Bhagavad Gita.
是的，反正《博迦梵歌》和《圣经》比的话，还是要差一大截。
嗯。Bible is printed in so hundreds of languages.
那这个圣经已经被上百
thousands of languages
就成千上万种语言这个所出版过了。
And they give freely in many places.
尤其是这个圣经很多时候是免费派发的。
Now some devotees are also starting to give Bhagavad Gita freely.
那当然，现在有一些奉献者也开始免费的派发博迦梵歌了。
问的是，就是这个第一是圣经，就发全世界发行量，第一是圣经，第二是不是包括？
不一定，不一定，我们全世界，
未必，
我没听过。There are many other books.
有很多书啊。有没有问题？现在赶快问。
我想问个问题，就是发生战争之前呢，库什纳作为那个唐派的导师，试图说服对双方，好就不要打那个国手平分。那库什纳作为知身者，为什么不能够阻止战争当中说服双方能够接受库什纳的和平的建议？
Before the battle, Krishna served as a messenger to ask both sides to have this country. And his question is, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Why he didn't stop this battle.
Krishna gives everyone independence.
Krishna 是每个人不同的情况而定。
He doesn't force them to surrender to him.
他不会强迫你去皈依他。
Krishna also wanted, in some ways, Krishna also wanted the battle to take place.
那从某个角度上来讲呢 ，Krishna 他也很希望这场战争爆发。
He wanted to see the earth relieved of the burden of all the demonic kings.
他希望这个地球呢能够免于所有这些恶魔国王的负担。
At the request of Yudhisthira, he went to try to stop the battle.
那么当然，他呢是个代表 Yudhisthira 去想要阻止这场战争。
But he saw that the Dhritarashtra was not interested in any compromise.
但是呢 ，Dhritarashtra 他绝不做任何妥协。
Dhritarashtra and his 100 sons were determined that they wanted war.
那么 Dhritarashtra 和他的儿子们就已经做好了决一死战的这个决心。
They were not going to give any power to the Pandavas.
他们就是一点这个立锥之地都不给潘达瓦兄弟。
So there had to be war.
所以说呢，这个战争是不打不行。
But by the war, many purposes were served.
那么通过这场战争呢，很多目的都可以达成。
The earth was relieved of the burden of all the kings.
那么这个地球呢，就是免于所有的这些恶魔国王的负担。
The devotees, Maharaj Yudhisthira, the symbol of religion, could become the ruler of the world.
那么潘达瓦兄弟，这个 Yudhisthira， 他是宗教原则的象征，他可以统治整个地球。
And Krishna could speak Bhagavad Gita.
而且呢 ，Krishna 还能够讲述国家梵歌。
Certainly, yeah, definitely, that you get a lot of purification just by hearing Bhagavad Gita.
毫无疑问，肯定是这样。你每天通过聆听国家梵歌，就会得到很多的益处。
Just like this morning, reading this first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, we were not hearing philosophy, but we were hearing about different kings and their names.
正好像今天这个上午我们讲了国家梵歌的第一章，我们并没有讲什么理论，那么我们讲的都是这个故事和这些人物。
But just by hearing all of these things, all of these names of the different kings, it's all in relation to Krishna.
但是呢，我们所说的这些名字和这些事件，都是和 Krishna 有着密切关系的。
And everything in relation to Krishna is purifying.
而一切和 Krishna 有关的，都具有净化力。
So certainly, reading Bhagavad Gita, if you read the Bhagavad Gita every day, it's very purifying. It helps to bring our mind back into focus to remember Krishna.
所以说，如果说我们每天都能够这个阅读或者聆听国家梵歌的话，这个是非常有帮助的。它可以使我们的这个知觉啊，重新全部导向 Krishna。
Yeah, Prabhupada said he has written the books for us to read. Prabhupada wrote these books not just for us to sell, but for us to read also.
圣帕帕德写了这本书，并不是就是为了让我们去售卖它，而是为了让我们能够去阅读它。
Some people, you know, they like to do business, to print the book, give it to people, sell it to people, and they don't read it themselves.
我们知道有一些人呢，对这个做生意比较感兴趣，他们呢印了这个书，然后呢去贩卖派发，但是他们自己呢却一个字都不读。
We have to read these books. We have to know the book very well, thoroughly, read it carefully again and again.
我们呢必须要非常认真的来读这本书啊，要必须非常仔细的一遍一遍的去读它。
At the beginning of the at the end rather of the introduction, Prabhupada wrote a very long introduction summarizing the Bhagavad Gita, and at the end of the introduction, Prabhupada put the Gita Mahatmya, which is verses glorifying the Bhagavad Gita.
那么在这个国家梵歌原意的导言当中，圣帕帕德就写了一个非常长的导言，但是在这个导言的最后，圣帕帕德就写了对这个国家梵歌的荣耀。
Yeah, We'll read some of it. You can read it at the. In conclusion, Bhagavad Gita is a transcendental literature which one should read very carefully.
I translate.
It must be here.
Where? 那么总而言之，薄伽梵歌呢是一部超然的经典，那么每个人呢都应该认真学习。如果准确地遵从薄伽梵歌的训示，就可以摆脱生存中的一切痛苦和焦虑。薄伽梵歌的荣耀第一世节说，此生将不再有任何恐慌，来生将是灵性的。薄伽梵歌的荣耀第二世节还谈到了进一步的好处，如果严肃认真地阅读薄伽梵歌，就能凭借至尊主的恩典，不再承受过去所作恶带来的报应。至尊主在薄伽梵歌第十八章最后一部分的第六十六世节中大声宣布，抛弃一切种类的宗教，只向我皈依，我将把你从所有的恶报中解救出来，不要害怕。就这样，至尊主对投靠他的人负起了全部的责任，不再让他承受恶报。薄伽梵歌的荣耀第三十节说，人也许每天都用水清洗自己的身体，但如果在薄伽梵歌这神圣的恒河之水中沐浴哪怕一次，就可以清除物质生活所带来的一切污染。薄伽梵歌的荣耀第四十节说，薄伽梵歌是至尊人格显神讲述的，因此人们只需要有规律的专心致志地阅读它，无需再阅读其他伟大文献。如今这个年代的人因为一门心思扑在世俗的活动上，所以不可能阅读所有的伟大文献，那也是没有必要的。有这本薄伽梵歌就足够了，因为它是伟大文献的精华，而且特别是由至尊人格守神讲述的。薄伽梵歌的荣耀第五世节说，喝恒河水都能得救，更何况饮用薄伽梵歌的甘露呢？薄伽梵歌是 Mahabharata 的精华，是由主 Krishna 本人原始威士努讲述的。薄伽梵歌的甘露从至尊人格守神的嘴里流淌出来，而恒河水从至尊人格守神的莲花足上流泻出来。至尊主的嘴和莲花足当然没有区别，但如果进行客观的研究，我们就可以意识到薄伽梵歌甚至比恒河之水还重要。薄伽梵歌的荣耀第六世节说，这部薄伽梵歌奥义书，薄伽梵歌是所有奥义书的精华，它就好比是一头乳牛，而以牧牛童著称于世的主 Krishna 正给这乳牛挤奶。阿尔朱纳就像一头牛犊，与博学的学者和纯粹的奉献者一起吸吮薄伽梵歌这甘露般的牛奶。薄伽梵歌的荣耀第七世节说，如今人们非常渴望只有一部经典、一位神、一种宗教和一种职业，那么就让全世界只有一部共同的经典薄伽梵歌，只有一位神圣 Krishna， 只有一首赞歌、一个曼陀罗、一篇祷文，吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare， 只有一种职业，为至尊人格守神服务吧。
That's Bhagavad Gita Mahatmya, the glorification of Bhagavad Gita.
这个就是薄伽梵歌的荣耀。
Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai,
Sahadev Ki
Jai.
今天是薄伽梵歌的显现日吗？显现日。